chance for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sent it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're Navy Blue, are you?
You are listening to Falkirk Daft. It's our preview episode ahead of the Rangers game on Sunday at the stadium. No Ross this week. He is away enjoying family time on Easter holidays. Though I have heard nasty rumours that he's going to be on Off the Ball this Saturday. So get tuned into Radio Scotland to hear Ross on Off the Ball with his chat. I have to say though, he's going on Off the Ball, but he's not coming to do the lounge, the 1876 lounge on Sunday. He's an absolute skiver, that boy. Anyway, I'm actually joined. We've got a Rangers preview going on. As ever, we get a supporter on to talk about their team. And I'm joined by one of my colleagues, Jay Blakeway. Hiya, Jay.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Producer Jay, as you'll hear him reference to on Super Scoreboard from time to time when he messes up a question. But yeah, Jay is a font of all knowledge, and we'll speak to Jay about the Rangers game. But it's actually Jay that got us into the chat last week because it was something he said in the office. We're talking about Love Actually, Jay, on the podcast on Sunday there. And we said, what is your favourite Love Actually storyline? Not many people have been in touch so far, so get into the DMs, get your comments below, and let us know what your favourite love story in Love Actually was. Jay, what's yours?
Mine's would have to be the one with Gregor Fisher and Bill Nighy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Just, it's platonic love. It's a good laugh.
I like that.
It's the manager and, you know, the talent, you know, a bit like myself and you and John, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah. Let's get drunk and watch porn.
Maybe not.
No, maybe, yeah. And by the way, shout out to my brother, actually, who pointed this one out. If you were watching basically on Spotify, it now transcribes your episodes. And if you're watching this transcription, every time we said top six, it came off as top sex. Which I said, well, you know, top six, but there's not much between them, I'll be honest with you.
I was just going to ask you, how are you feeling after the top six secured?
Yeah, brilliant. Absolute top six, all for it. It was absolutely brilliant. And thanks, Andrew Duncan, got in touch, said, great show again, lads, and what a time to be a Bairn. Who do we speak to about statues regarding a song for a Barney? What about to the Boo Radleys, Wake Up Boo? And it could start something like this. Okay, here we go. I need to get myself on. Wake Up Boo, he's a boy in evil. Stand up. No, this doesn't work, mate. Hold on. Stand up, oh, stand up for Barney. He's a boy in evil. Wake Up Boo.
Just stick to Amarillo.
Stand up, oh, stand up for Barney. This is why we ask for voice notes. He's a boy in navy blue.
Send the voice note and we'll edit it, Andrew. And we'll put it in later.
He's coming for you, Super Barney. Right, Andrew, please send a voice note. We'll put that in. And thanks very much for the second law after our chat about steps. He just says steps are pish. What's your thoughts on steps, Jay?
A bit before my time, to be honest.
Go and check them out. I know you're a young chap.
Is it Lee from H? Is there not a Lee as well?
There's a Lee. Lee Ratchford. Yeah. Lee Ratchford. And then you had Claire. And you had, oh my God, Lisa Scott Lee. Oh, I can't remember the fifth member of Steps. That'll really annoy me. But yeah. All your Steps comments are greatly received as well. And by the way, coming hitting back, there's been a lot of debate about the Motherwell situation, and they were moaning about not getting a penalty. Motherwell, it turns out, have had more penalties than anyone else in the SPFL Premiership, and they were moaning about the penalty we got and moaning about the penalty they didn't get on Saturday there. So just want to point out that Motherwell have had 8 penalties, and that is more than Hibs, Celtic, everyone else in the league. We've only had 2. So just putting it out there.
More than Rangers?
More than Rangers, surprisingly. And it should be penalty to Motherwell. Get that renamed, penalty to Motherwell. Club news, congratulations to Barney, Big Barney Stewart, of course, William Hill Premiership Player of the Month for March. 8 goals in 12 Premiership appearances. What a return for the big man since he returned from the lower league team that are Dunfermline. So well done, Barney. Absolutely brilliant to see the big man scoring goals. And everyone's still knocking on about a Scotland cap. Jay, what do you think, Barney, for Scotland?
Oh, it's an absolute no-brainer.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Like, you've got to. I mean, I was thinking about this earlier on. We've got two warm-up games ahead of the World Cup. And listen, regardless of what you think of Steve Clarke, we all know what he's like. He's stubborn, maybe in a good way. Like, he likes established squads, and maybe you don't want him to tinker too much because you want to use those games as preparation for the first game. But listen, Shankland will be in the squad as well, but you can't look past Barney Stewart for arguably being the deadliest striker in Scotland, certainly since the turn of the year. So it's amazing to me that he wasn't even in the previous squad.
Yeah, certainly if he continues the run of form that he's on, especially in the top six, you know, if he's scoring goals against Rangers, Celtic and Hearts, it's going to be hard for Steve Clarke to overlook him. We'll wait and see. Talking Scotland, the Fan Zone is going to be doing the Scotland games as well. Haiti game from 10 on the 13th of June, the Morocco game on the 19th of June from 7, and the Scotland v Brazil game from 7. Big screen live entertainment, prize draws and much more happening down at the Fan Zone at the stadium. 600 plus are expecting to get down to that. Fan Zone's all over the place, and one at the Falkirk Stadium as well. So if you're at a loose end, get to that. We mentioned the split there, and let's talk about our fixtures. Since we last spoke, the fixtures are out. I'm sitting with a Rangers supporter. It'll be interesting to get your views on this. It's very, like, because Falkirk have been the anomaly this year, and the fact that we weren't expected to get top six, our fixtures are all over the place. On the brighter note, we have got 20 home games across the season, so we'll get three homes in this turnaround and two away. Now, the only fixture we were due is Motherwell at home, which we've got. The other four fixtures have all been reversed.
Yeah.
So we've got Celtic away, which we should have had at home. We've got Hearts away, which we should have had at home. And then we've got Hibs at home, which we should have had away. And Rangers at home, which we should have had away as well. And of course, Jay, we'll talk about Rangers just in a minute. But that's the last game of the season at the stadium. What I think this has got... I mean, we won't know where Rangers are by that point. I mean, I said, and I was cascaded for this by saying, we've got six free hits from now until the end of the season. John McGuinn won't see it that way, and John McGuinn will want to win every single one of those games. But, like, if it's going to the last game of the day, if we're going to a helicopter Saturday at 12:30 kickoff, Celtic got Hearts at home, a lot of debate. Dennis McKiss not very happy about that. And then Falkirk got Rangers. It could be troublesome.
It could be, and you only need to look at Rangers' record against Falkirk this season. They haven't won.
That's true.
I mean, I was there myself the first game we played at the Falkirk Stadium in many years.
The Russell Martin
game. I was very close to the car park when he got that police escort, to be honest. It was a tough day as a Rangers fan.
Yeah.
I think at that time or soon after, we were 13 points behind Hearts. So to go into the last game, to go into the split even with a possibility of winning the league, it's incredible. And I just hope that if we do have a helicopter Saturday, which does feel wrong still, it's not a Sunday, I do hope we can maybe get a temporary fourth stand to increase that away allocation. I know I'm going to get some stick for that.
I know, but 700, they're only going to get 700 Rangers supporters in there. I think it's maybe 750, maybe at a push. And obviously, there'll be hospitality, it'll be fully booked now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and you're selling your ticket, obviously.
I've seen a lot of people calling out Falkirk Sport, do not sell your ticket.
Rightly so, because at the end of the day, like, I'm a Rangers fan. If that's the game where we can go win the league, you want as many Rangers fans there as possible. But your attendances have been fantastic this season. And I'm not just saying this because I'm here on a Falkirk podcast. You guys have been a breath of fresh air. And final game of the season, you know, someone getting cold right now.
That's my team's there, Joe. That'll make
this is what happens when you record a podcast during working hours.
Good podcast, and someone's calling me on Teams.
I was in full flow there.
There you go, in full flow, right? I'll just switch that off.
There anyway, as I was saying, I hope Scudgy's 3-0 in the last day. No, I'm just saying, like, listen, those are rules. You've done it all season, you've set out your stadium. At the end of the day, it would mark a great season for you guys. Final game, there will be families, maybe kids that day, go to their game for the first time, you know, hopefully it's nice weather. and then they can get back to next season and realising that being a Falkirk fan isn't always as good as this.
Well, yeah, we'll wait and see what happens, but it's long may this journey continue. Looking at the post-bits fixtures, Celtic v Falkirk, it's the TV game on Saturday the 25th of April away there. That'll be a clamour for tickets for that one, I suspect. We get Motherwell back at the same, obviously unbeaten against them. Will Motherwell be able to finally beat us? That's on the 2nd of May, 3 o'clock kickoff for that one. Hibs then at the stadium the week after, then follows up with a trip to Tynecastle midweek, 8 o'clock kickoff for that one. That could be a title, who knows, that could be the title deciding night as well. It's went on midweeks lots of times before.
The midweek one especially, I think, has went under the radar. I think a lot of people aren't paying attention to the fact that Celtic host Hearts on the last day, and we're going to get this on Super Scoreboard. Just the amount of theories about who's going to lie down to who. Hibs play Rangers
Hibs
at home
down to the Rangers
on the Wednesday night, knowing that Hearts may still be in the title against Rangers. As it stands, that's the way it's looking if you just look at the league table. So I'm sure a lot of Hibs fans wouldn't mind losing it. Similarly, you know, if it was the other shoes on the other foot, sorry, Hearts fans would probably do the same if it was Hibs.
That's right. I mean, who knows? Will Celtic lie down to Hearts in the last? It's such an exciting end to this season. It's brilliant that Falkirk are part of it. Loving Absolutely. It. Can't wait for it. Listen, before we talk about the Rangers game, let's talk about Carpet Ways. They are on sponsor. They are on board to the end of the season. You can get your full house done, Jay. See, if you lived in Falkirk, you can get your full house done with carpets. £799.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I've never had to buy a carpet in my life.
That is tremendous deal. You can get it at carpetways.com/Falkirk. They've been in the town for 25 years now. They started Carpetways in Falkirk, actually, and recently won the Scotland's Business Award for Best Multi-Site Flooring and Carpet Business. There you have it. Get them in the Sovereign Building on Burnbank Road. That's just off Graham's Road, which they share with Lazy Days Sofas. And you don't just get carpets in Carpetways. You could have turned it into artificial grassways as well, because you can get your artificial grass there.
You guys love that.
We love that in Falkirk, exactly. 20mm thick for small patches. You get 40mm thick for the good grass feel, which is probably what we have at the Falkirk Stadium. I would imagine our grass at the Falkirk Stadium is better than 40mm thick, but I'll find out that from the groundskeeper. There's no moan, no mud, no mess, as we know, with artificial turf. And prices start from £9.99 per square metre. So get your artificial turf. If you can't be arsed, lawn the moan. You just go down to lawn the moan. Did I say that right?
Mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn. Get yourself down to Carpetways right now. And also, you'll get a free measurement if you want to get that house deal for £799. Carpetways.com/book-home-measure in Falkirk. There you go. So there we go. That's Carpetways. Thank you very much for jumping on board this week's episode. And let's talk about Rangers now with Jay, as we look to go on beating against them at the Falkirk Stadium this Sunday. Jay, talk me through Rangers season. How's it gone so far? The last time we were at the stadium, we said goodbye to Russell Martin.
Yeah, which honestly feels like a lifetime ago. I never wanted Martin from the start. By the time he was 3 months into the job, already you're saying goodbye to the season.
Yeah.
As I said, we were 13 points behind at one stage. And while I still believe Danny Rowell hasn't firmly won over every single Rangers fan, the job he's done is incredible when you think about it. One league defeat, and that was Hearts away. I believe it was December or January. Forgive me if I'm wrong. It was around about that time. It's incredible the fact we are in this stage. And I know, and I will have sympathy for any supporter of any other club who go, oh, you're Rangers, you're supposed to be. And it's kind of a similar situation for Celtic. It's just been an incredible season. And the fact that the Old Firm this season have had their struggles and allowed Hearts in. And by the way, that's Hearts have done as much of that as much as the Old Firm have allowed them in. Hearts have been incredible. To go into this three-way title fight, even looking at it objectively, it's so exciting. But for Rangers' role, when he came in, was very pragmatic. I think we'd maybe spoken before, we saw kind of similarities, to a Walter Smith team where we were just grinding out results, getting wins. We did that against the likes of Motherwell. In the past, basically since the turn of the year, we've been a bit more expansive, and you've seen us conceding a bit more goals. You saw that at Dundee United at the weekend. Could have also been double figures. So Danny Rowell's often spoken recently about cup finals. And I know obviously any Celtic fans will listen and go, oh, he's never won a cup final. But these games are cup finals, and as it stands, we are ticking them off. And it doesn't matter if you score one, you score four, and concede three, you score 7, concede 6. You know, at the end of the day, as long as you win, that's all that matters, and that's the objective for Rangers at the end of the season. It's the objective for all clubs. If they win all their games, they'll win the league.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, what Rangers' downfall has been this season is that winning effectively, because 7 of the 15 away games, including the one at Falkirk at the start of the season, have been ended up in draws. And you look down the table and, you know, they've drawn 12. In saying that though, like, when you look at these table stats, like, Rangers are the highest scorers in the league, which for a season where your strikers have really struggled through is an unbelievable stat. But, you know, that away, you know, I find that really interesting that 7 of the 15 away games have ended in draws.
Yeah, and I think another issue is player consistency. Yusuf Chinmiti is the perfect example of it. He scores, I was there at Ibrox that day, one of the best goals I've ever seen, never mind goals in an Old Firm derby. And it'll probably be forgotten about, one, because of the result we drew that day, but also just his overall performances. Again, Dundee United, it's a 3-v-1 at the back. Jadon Gassama, I believe it was, who does so well despite poor performances recently, turned it on, put it on a plate for him, and he just hits it straight at the goalkeeper. Yeah. And you look at the likes of Skov Olsen, who we brought in January, big name.
He's been useless, isn't
40
he?
40 caps for Denmark. Honestly, the talk was we could buy him permanently in the summer. Absolutely no chance.
No.
Like, the guy has contributed nothing. I think he maybe has had issues with injury. Maybe it arrived, maybe not as much game time. But it's not what you expect from a player of that calibre. And I'm sure a lot of pundits, a lot of fans would have said, he's your sign in the January window. Absolutely anonymous.
Yeah.
And, you know, likes of Thelo Asgard, when you go back to Russell Martin, you know, he's got all the characteristics, you know, big physical player, played at a decent level, just blows hot and cold, will score a cracking goal one week and then not do anything for another 3 months. Jadon Gassama, who I believe has been played out of position, just so inconsistent, just doesn't have a final ball, you know, doesn't score enough goals. Mikey Moore's been a revelation, especially since Danny Rowe came in. Again, we've missed him in some games. Maybe took a while to find his proper position. And at the end of the day, he's still an 18-year-old kid. So
I think that's
quite
pressure.
Damning. Yes,
yeah,
it's a lot of pressure. And I think that's quite a damning verdict on Rangers, the fact we're relying on an 18-year-old, like Nico Raskin as well. A player who I've been a fan of, but maybe not as much as others, where you're thinking, you just want a bit more from a player we signed 3-4 years ago now. And he was saying at the time he wanted to treat the club as a stepping stone. At this rate, all he'd be doing is just going from Rangers to the reserves if it just keeps his place up, because someone will replace him at this rate.
I mean, the one player that's really kind of shone out, and I actually thought against the Falkirk at Ibrox he was quite good, as Fernandez.
Oh, yeah.
We were both working super scoreboard. We spoke to a Peterborough journalist who couldn't believe we Rangers had signed Fernandez, but is now getting touted for big money moves. An absolute giant, and scoring goals and a real threat from set pieces.
Yeah, his goal threat, if you discovered the one he slapped into the net against Celtic, which was rightly disallowed.
Yeah.
I've dried up recently, but yeah, I do remember that in the summer. It was a quiet night. Rangers signed this boy from Peterborough, and you're like, so what? Like, it's a bit underwhelming. We just had the takeover, and I do remember the journalist, I can't remember his name, forgive me. He came on and he was quite complimentary, but he said to one of our colleagues on the phones, like, was that okay? Sorry if you're a Rangers fan, mate, but like, that's I didn't want to go too in on him. This boy's he's not exactly great, and yeah, had a bit of a ropey start. I'm in Nasser Jigga as well. In recent weeks, they've, especially over John Souter, they've been head and shoulders our best defenders, but Fernandez by far is a potential Rangers player of the year, which is incredible to think about. Yeah, goal for it, absolutely. Goals have slightly dried up, as I said, but yeah, just what a turnaround he's had, and he's got his first cap for Nigeria as well, which will do him a world of confidence.
Yeah, no, I'd unfortunately, Falkirk's Achilles heel is, I describe it as the Death Star exhaust port, rather than Achilles heel. I've modernised that phrase, but probably not modernised it because it's a film from the 70s. But the Death Star exhaust port of Falkirk has set pieces, so I'm hoping we can defend them better, especially with a lump of that size in the box.
Well, firstly, I do quite like that, because I mean, you're going from Achilles to what, 1979 with Star Wars, so I mean, that's
77.
My apologies, that's still quite a big leap. But yeah, I mean, as I said, we got Scott Fry as a set-piece coach, and I do remember, again, working on the show, people going, like, what are we going to set-piece coach for? You know, a lot of times these roles are quite often undervalued, but especially at the start, under Danny Rowe, we really saw it come to fruition, and hopefully, obviously, not for Falkirk's sake, we will hopefully capitalise on that, because you know, goals from set pieces could really be important in this run-in.
What sort of team do you think Danny Rowe goes with? I mean, he's been very kind of chop and change with the side. Is there anyone that's going to come back in for Sunday, do you think?
Do you know, I would love to see Bojan Milosevic get a run out. He got his goal.
He scored against us at the stadium last time.
Absolutely. And I believe he's still the best finisher in the Rangers squad.
Yeah.
And I know he hasn't hit the heights of Rangers as he did against
Rangers.
Does he
play in the two though? Because you kind of play the 3-5. It's not like a 3-5-2 is it?
We've kind of moved away from the three at the back. He did kind of start with that to begin with in his tenure.
But he's still playing two up top, isn't he? Is he playing 4-4-2 effectively?
We played one up against Dundee United, only one striker. And we played Nadiri as a single striker, which happened for the first time. But yeah, I'd say for most of his tenure, it has been the two up top. Again, when I was talking about those games where we were maybe conceding a bit more, but creating a bit more, I think that was a sign of that. We were playing two up top. The Celtic game, we started in the league and went 2-0 up at half time, the best I've seen us all season. I know, admittedly, it's a poor Celtic side, but I think for this run-in, given how inconsistent Yusuf Chirmiti is, I would like to see Bojan Milosevic given a run-out, especially heading into the split. He's got a proven goal scoring record. He scored against Falkirk already, and that goal at the weekend will give him confidence, and I think he's still the best finisher at the club. So and Yusuf Chirmiti, just save him for when we play Hearts and Celtic. That's all.
That's it, yeah. Somebody I've been impressed with actually that's came at the side is Tuur Robbins, has been playing left back for you. I think he missed the game last weekend.
Yeah, so I don't think he'll make it back for this weekend. Dude. I know, yeah. To be fair, Magoma, for a young boy, he's came in for a bit of stick, but hasn't really put a foot wrong. Mm-hmm. He's young. A lot of teams target him. Dundee United definitely did that at the start. Just every ball just seemed to go over to his side, and they're not the only team that's done that. Yeah, Tuur Robbins, I believe Danny Rowe said, and it sounded quite hopeful from him, that he wouldn't be back until the first game of the split.
Right.
He did say April, but I've got a feeling, I hope not, hopefully he'll maybe come out tomorrow or Friday whenever there's a press conference and says otherwise. I think the Falkirk game might be a little bit too early for him. Because he's a fantastic player from what I've seen so far. He's physical, he's got a good ball, very good technically. And left back was a real problem position. As I said, Magoma done quite well, but you know, we had like some Max Ahrens there previously, Borna Barisic, Radovan Yilmaz. And you look at Rangers teams over the years, especially when we had Tavernier and Barisic in their pomp, you know, the fullbacks contribute so much to us as a team. So to have a player like that is fantastic. It's just a shame he's just been a bit stop-start with injuries.
I'd be interested to see how Falkirk line up, you know, if we will rest players ahead of the semi-final. Mm. For me, wrap Liam Henderson in cotton wool, wrap Barney Stewart in cotton wool, wrap Calvin Miller in cotton wool and put them on the bench. But I know John McGuinn will not do that. John McGuinn will want to win this game. John McGuinn will want to keep this unbeaten run going against Rangers, and he'll want the 3 points. So I'll be interested to see how Falkirk line up, especially at home. I think I talked about in the, you know, the show on Sunday, I'd like to see a more attacking front three with Ben Brosio in the 10, maybe Kyrell Wilson coming back in at right wing, and then Calvin Miller on the left. Whether he goes with Barney up front or maybe plays Ben Parkinson, BBG might get a shout out for Sunday as well. He'll be up for a game against Rangers, I'm pretty sure about that. So we'll see what it lines up, but it's going to be an interesting kind of tactics, and see if John McGuinn goes with a 4-3-3 or tries to do something a bit more, you know, tactical like we've seen him do in other matches as well. So looking forward to seeing that. Joey, what do you think the score's going to be?
I'm going to go for a 2-1 Rangers win. And see, just quickly on that, you mentioned players and wrestling players. Obviously, talking about the game at the weekend and the final day, what do you think will it be like inside that Falkirk dressing room heading into this title race? Because as you know, a lot of jambos in there.
There's jambos, big call.
John McGlynn said himself.
John McGlynn's a jambo.
John McGlynn said himself yesterday on Sky that he said the majority of the squad are Rangers fans, and I know they're professional footballers.
I'm trying to work out who the Rangers supporters are. So Dylan Tay is, I think, a Rangers. We'll try to work out. Dylan Tay, I was going to say, is a Rangers supporter. Leon McCann comes from Airdrie, so I'm going to mark down Leon McCann.
Leon McCann went to the same school as me. He was a couple of years above.
All right, okay.
Sure.
Well, Leon McCann. We'll definitely put it down. Right, so Leon McCann, we'll try to work out. Keelan Adams might be a Rangers supporter.
Nicky Hogarth played for Rangers. He's a sub goalie.
His dad's a good bairn. So well, there we Falkirk go. Daft, yeah. His dad. So we're going to put Nicky down. I know his ma, who's Falkirk Daft as well. So Nicky,
Brian Graham,
we know is not. Right, we'll try and work out all the support. If John McGuinn's saying a lot of them are Rangers supporters, we need to work out. Obviously, Col Donaldson. Listen, Liam Henderson's a high bay. Col Donaldson's a big jambo. You imagine Col Donaldson scoring the winner against Rangers in the last game of the season to win the title for Hearts? Col's sitting dreaming about it
We spoke a lot, and a lot of people are speaking about the top three. Hibs, Falkirk and Motherwell. Motherwell were often called the kingmakers because of how well they've been playing, but Hibs and Falkirk will definitely have a say in this. And I mean, people old enough to remember, even I've heard it many times over the years, it's still brought up the anniversary this year. There could be a player from Hibs, Falkirk, Motherwell that could be the new Albert Kidd, that could, you know,
New Scott McDonald.
Exactly.
Could be one of them.
It's
very exciting. I honestly can't wait.
I don't want to actually speculate that any of these players would be totally unprofessional when we'd put their personal allegiance. I'm sure they'll be thoroughly professional.
I'm sure they will be. Honestly, I think it's really exciting. Like I said, it's great to be part of it. I think on Sunday, I fancy us, you know.
Oh, really?
I fancy with a handbrake off, looking to get a spot in that semi-final side at Hampden. I think if he makes a couple of changes, I certainly would think about maybe playing Henry Cartwright potentially on Sunday, just in that deeper role, maybe resting Dylan Tate or Brad. Like, I think with a few changes, there'll be a wee bit of, like, Ben Parkinson, who I mentioned, you know, just back from injury, wanting to try and get, you know, cement himself onto that bench for the semi-final. I fancy
Brad Spencer. He's a Rangers fan as well.
Brad Spencer. There's another one. There's a Brad Spencer's dad played for Rangers, so we could put that down as well. But I fancy us for 1-0 on Sunday. I really do. I'll wait and see. But we'll wait and see. Listen, brilliant. Thanks for coming on, Folk Adachi. Before you go, though, every podcast has a quiz.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this. I thought I was going to get one.
There you go. How well do you know your team, Jay? Right. So basically, at the top of the leaderboard at the moment, we've got a joint top between Aberdeen and Dundee United. Callum Bell, who we know from the STV Radio Football podcast. I always mess that up and it's not intentional. Sorry, Callum.
It's intentional.
Aberdeen, Sheepy, I met him in the pub actually on Sunday. He's still at the top of the point. However, your fellow bear, Stephen Purden, he has only got 3 points. Okay. And is right down the bottom. However, our colleague Beth Wallace, who was representing Aberdeen in March, has only got 1 point. So anywhere between 1 and 8 points, Jay, and I think you're fair, all right. Because Jay, the Wizard of Oz, let you behind the curtain, writes most of the questions for Beat the Pundit. So we will find out how his Rangers knowledge is.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for that now. His manager's a big fan of Beat the Pundit. Gordon Duncan's always telling us.
McGuinn is a big fan of Beat the Pundit. He always chins me about it whenever I met him. He's talks to
me. You still get a lot of chinning. You don't even work on the show anymore.
I know, for goodness sake. Right, so we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Jay. Got a capacity, if you don't know. And it's just like the 5K minute. Come back to them if we've got time. Right, your time starts. I'm waiting for the clock. Now, which surname is shared by brothers Peter and Moses, who co-founded the club with two others in 1872?
McNeil.
What club did Rangers sign Ally McCoy's from?
Sunderland.
How many times was Graham Murty left in charge of the club?
Twice.
Who was the last player that Rangers signed from Falkirk?
Pass.
True or false, Rangers are the only team in Scotland to win every domestic trophy?
True, Petrofac Cup 2016.
Yeah. Name any Falkirk player who was once on the books at Rangers?
Nicky Hogarth.
What does EBT stand for?
Employee Benefit Trust. Should have passed that.
Took over from the Bill Struth in 1954.
Scott Simon.
What company were Rangers' first kit supplier?
Like the kit maker, Umbro.
Yeah, aye. Which artist originally sang the best?
Tina Turner.
Not as Bonnie Tyler. Who was the last player that Rangers signed for Falkirk?
Scott Arfield. That's not it. Who is it?
Alan Gow.
Oh, come on, I got that.
Gowser. There you go. Right, let's top them up. McNeil, the brothers, Sunderland, correct. Graham Murty did it twice.
Yep.
True or false? They are the only team in Scotland to win every domestic trophy, because obviously you win the third division, the second division, the first division.
The Petrofac Cup was the first.
And the Petrofac.
Petrofac Cup was the first major honour I saw Rangers win. Rangers win, yeah, I was there at Hampden.
There you go. I even say you wouldn't have seen them win a major honours trophy Well, it's championship. You won the championship.
So I went to my first game in, believe it or not, 2012.
Right.
And the first time I saw us win a proper trophy in person was the Scottish Cup 10 years later.
There you go. So there you go. Right, okay. Nicky Hovarth or Tom Lang you could have had for that one.
I forgot about Tom Lang.
EBT, you go. Yep. Right. Though I've written down electronic benefit transfer, but I think that's the American version.
It's employee benefit trust.
Yeah, trust I know. Well, we've been working with a few people. Yes.
could be sitting in a seat right now.
We'll ask Alex Ray when he comes in later.
Maybe not.
Who took over from Bill Struth? It was Scott Simon. Yes. Umbro were the first kit supplier, and the original person to sing the best was actually Bonnie Tyler. The best name for a Tyler is like a Geordie Tyler that I saw and just in the van said Bonnie Tyler, but written T-I-L-E-R. I thought it was brilliant. Right, so we'll tilt up scores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Your joint top.
Joint top. I'll take that, by the way.
There you go.
So who's top? Sheepy is
Joint top, and you, Callum Bell is top. Chris Toll, you beat Celtic, so Chris Toll was 7 points as well. So then Steny, Craig Telfer was on. He got 7 points.
So myself,
as well.
Callum, and Sheepy are all tied.
Top. We'll have to have a playoff at
it. Take that, yeah.
Take playoff.
That.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
There we go. Brilliant. Well, listen, Jay, thanks for joining us on Falkirk Daft.
Been a pleasure.
There you go. And thank you very much for listening. This was our preview episode. We'll be back with the big Sunday show and the review of the Rangers game on Monday. Get us on YouTube, get us where you get your podcast. Remember, join in the chat on the Discord channel, the links are below, as well as links to the Falkirk Football Fans and Training. Thank you as usual for your support. Behind the Wall, God bless you, Brian. I can't believe you're leaving us. But they're still doing the Falkirk Daft Venom, of course, and Falkirk Daft Live tickets go on sale this Friday, 9 a.m. We have got two very special guests booked already. Big clue is the management team, right? So get your tickets for Falkirk Daft Live, 9 a.m. Friday morning. Get a wee reminder set on your phone. You know, it's going to be like Taylor Swift and Oasis all over again. There's just going to be like the websites will be crashing and everything. So get your tickets for Falkirk Daft Live on sale with the gaffer himself. Will be in the hot seat, and of course more guests and hopefully music as well. So get involved with that. Get your reminder set on your phone. We'll see you down at Falkirk Daft Live on May the 18th. It's like it's May the 18th.
Never mind, use the discount code Fuck Dunfermline for 30% off.
Fabulous idea. Fuck Dunfermline for 30% off.
So sorry, Stephen Mill, if you're listening.
Brilliant. Like and subscribe. That's all you have to do. Brilliant. Listen, thanks very much for us at Falkirk Daft or watching us. We'll see you on the next one. And until then, expect the unexpected.
This is Falkirk Daft
with Behind the Wall and the Falkirk Football Fans in Training.